This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We have been looking at the topic of faith as found in Romans 3 through 6. In our last visit, we found that the action of faith is to be seen as in contrast to our efforts at living the Christian life. There are no grounds for hope if we rely in any way upon our own human effort. Our hope must be placed in God and His power to do what He has promised. Once that focus is in place, we are ready to look at what is said in Romans 5:17. The action of faith is a matter of receiving God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness. The provision of salvation to meet us in our need as sinners is a gift. It will remain a gift only if we receive it by faith. If we try to earn it or pay for it after we receive it, then it is no longer a gift. It is then merited. And that is diametrically the opposite of grace. Having come to that conclusion, it's important to notice what Paul says in Romans 6:17. You wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted. When by faith you receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness, your heart will be attuned to and want to obey the teaching to which you were entrusted. The action of faith opens the door for God to do a new thing in your innermost being, a spiritual rebirth, in which the Holy Spirit comes to dwell within you. He inclines your heart to the truth, enlightens your understanding of the truth, and then prompts you to obey the truth. The momentum created by the act of faith expresses itself in wholehearted obedience to the truth. Does this describe your faith journey? It should.